So I wanted to create an audio file just to explain my mind map a little bit. It's a bit jumbled, but that's what a mind map is. So firstly, what's in the purple is the notes that I took during the webinar. So just some quotes that I thought were important and a few ideas that jumped out to me. Branching off that, I had in blue the learning outcomes that I thought connected. So I took the learning outcome numbers 1 and 4 about equitable access for all learners in an online setting and human-centered learning and connected that to the ideas of being a flexible and adaptable teacher and having multiple pathways for your learners. And then I had outcome 6, which was practiced digital networking in an open setting, which I thought that's what this webinar was, being able to connect with people online who you might not be able to usually in an open setting to communicate and network your ideas. Next, I had the Dickers article, which was in green. This article talked a lot about the learner-instructor interaction and meaning-making. I connected this to the multiple pathways and flexible, adaptable teaching. I thought this was applicable because it kind of explains how you need to be open to your learners and hear them out and be able to change your plans if that's not what's going to benefit your learner the most, and how the different learner-instructor interactions was important. This article also talked a lot about effective association, which I connected to sharing your personal info, sorry, it's a little bit confusing, and I thought this was important because, it's about how you build your relationships within your classroom. It's a mutual sharing of information. You can't really expect them to, share information about themselves and, you know, be open with you if you're not going to do the same. For community cohesion, I related it to the Remind app, which I thought was a great way to build a community in your classroom as you're able to communicate inside and out of the classroom with your students. I also connected it to clear classroom rules, which in an online or brick and mortar setting I think is really important because it kind of just sets the boundaries and expectations of what your community is going to be like in your classroom. And then I also connected it to collaboration because, again, it's a mutual understanding and a collaboration of a sense to build that community in your classroom between your students and you. For instructor involvement, I again connected it to sharing personal information and to the clear classroom rules because I think both of those things show an involvement of you as a teacher and putting your personal stamp on what the community is going to be in your classroom. And then for knowledge and experience, I connected it to the Basham article, which was talking about UDL, because UDL is talking a lot about acknowledging those quirks and those differences of your learner and being able to acknowledge their past experiences and their different ways of learning and learning how to adapt and teach your student the best way that they can learn. So then in pink, I have the Basham article, which was the UDL article again, which I also connected to the learning outcomes 1 and 4, because it's all about human-centered learning and having equitable access to all learners, which is what UDL is. And then I also connected it again to having multiple pathways for your learners and being flexible and adaptable as your teacher, because again, UDL is that it's being adaptable, flexible for your different learners, having different pathways that will work best for different types of learners. Then in orange, I have 2 outside articles, one about the Circle of Courage, which is the indigenous form of pedagogy, which believes that there are 4 key ideas that can lead to student success: belonging, mastery, generosity, and independence. Each of these, when fulfilled, lead to a success of a student, and if one is gone, then they won't reach their full potential. And then also Alan McLean's 3 A's is a similar idea, with just 3 parts of affiliation, autonomy, and agency, which again connected these ideas to the Basham article with UDL, because I think UDL helps students fulfill a lot of these needs. And then I also connected it, the Circle of Courage and the 3 A's, to fostering relationships, because that's a big part of the affiliation and belonging parts of the Circle of Courage and the 3 A's, being able to make your students feel welcome in your classroom and feel heard and acknowledged. And then also to the quote that Barb said of, are they happy in learning? Because I think the Circle of Courage and 3 A's really foster this idea. Finally, in the red, I have the Reagan and Jesse article about data security and being careful with individualized learning apps and how you select those, because there can be an inherent bias within them in their algorithms and how they sort kids into different avenues of learning and maybe pigeonholes them.